Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Evan knows he's on every Friday.
Sponsored by the Action Network.
Come on.
Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app. Get live odds and expert analysis for every game. Evan Abrams. Evan, what is your favorite song currently going?
Ooh, that's a tough one. See, listen, I don't have time to listen to music. I'm too busy handicapping games for the show, guys. Come on now.
He's too busy betting North Texas and Rhode Island.
Hey, listen, I mean, we're about to enter the best NFL week of the season. If you guys aren't excited for this, you can't get excited for anything. Come on.
Very fair point. All right, let's get into the Browns and the Dolphins. They started as a 12.5 spread. Browns haven't been double-digit favorites since I was in, like, preschool, right? No, it's been a long time. They're currently minus 10.5. What happened here? Where was the bet down? Where did it come from? And will we see it dip below that 10.5 number?
Yeah, sure. So, like you said, double-digit favorites. It'd be the second time in the last 25 years. The other instance came in 2007 where they covered and won against the Niners. So history in the making here. But when you look at this game, it's 10.5. 60% of the tickets right now on Miami, but only 51% of the money. So I think it's probably going to hover around that 10.5. And I don't think it probably will go back down. I know it opened about 9. That's my feeling on the line. I mean, we still have a long way to go, and there's definitely other games this weekend that are getting a ton more tickets. Detroit, Baltimore, teams like that. So I'm not sure if that Cleveland number is going to dip. The way I look at this game, like we said, the Browns are double-digit favorites, but this time they're under 500, and that doesn't look good. 25-41-1 against the spread, 37% in that situation. I kind of like the under in this game. No Myles Garrett, obviously, with the suspension. But the thing that I'm looking at, the pace of play. I think the pace of play is going to have a big, big look in this game, especially when you run the ball, if the Browns have the ball late and they're up. So that's the way I look at it.
Let's ask you about another game here in the North, a team that we're going to face in a week. And it's been controversial this week, of course, with Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns. But Pittsburgh is at Cincinnati, and I see it as a 6.5-point spread. And, you know, Pittsburgh does not have Pouncey, and not having a center is a big deal in football, college and pro. Well, what do you think about this line, 6.5?
Yeah, sure. It's a tough one. You know, you've got no star players, no Connor, no Schuster, no A.J. Green, even Auden Tate and things like that. The Bengals are really thin at wide receiver. But on defense, they're just atrocious. They're 30th in rush success allowed. They're 31st in pass rate allowed. It is awful. They're basically making every running back they face look like Christian McCaffrey. So it is really tough to want to back the Bengals in this spot. And from a Pittsburgh point of view, it's difficult on the other side for one angle. Tomlin really struggles in these spots. He gets up for the good games and tends to lose these bad games. He's 13-27-1 against the spread versus teams with a losing record. He is one of the worst head coaches you've seen in that spot. He just gets up for the better games. If I'm going to play this game at all, I'll probably look at the under with all the stars out. I still don't think it's low enough. But if I'm going to look at a side, I just can't. I mean, there's just not enough on either side for me to make a play.
They're giving us the Cowboys-Patriots for that late window after the 1 o'clock games. And you know what? Normally I'd be all over this game, but Tom Brady questionable right now with the right elbow injury. I'm leaning towards shying away, Evan.
Yeah, the interesting thing is we actually saw he's obviously expected to play. We just posted an article on Action Network because the Patriots are down to 6. It actually moved about a half point at some books just based on the status itself. So I bet Dallas earlier in the week at 7. I bet him again at 6.5. I'm not going to bet this game at 6 for obvious reasons with key numbers. New England's won 20 straight home games. They're 16-4 against the spread in those 20 games. I also like the over. It opened at about 47, 47.5, down to 45. I think you do see some points in this game, even with the status of Brady. And I like what Dallas has. What Belichick does on defense, he circles around one player. So in this game, it's probably Amari Cooper. It still leaves Gallup. It still leaves Cobb. It still leaves Zeke. There's a lot of weapons on that Dallas side. And Dak's having best season of his career, most passing yards in the league.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly is. It's just it's a fascinating game from a lot of perspective. You know, another game I'm looking at is the late-night game, the Packers and the 49ers. Evan, I don't know how this game gets to 48 points. That's the current line. To me, it screams massive under because San Francisco's defense is so good, and then the Packers' offense just has these weeks where they just don't have anything put together. How do you see this one?
We are on the same page. The Niners are 25th-ranked team in terms of pace. The Packers are 31st. I just don't – listen, and I also see on game day, this total could get higher. So I'm going to wait it out a little bit. I don't see it going down. So if it gets 49, you know, 50, thing, I like the under as well. I'm also probably going to look at Green Bay in this game. The interesting trend with those three late big games, New England, San Francisco, Baltimore, All three teams winning by two touchdowns per game this year. In November or later, those teams are 27-42-2 against the spread. Usually a regression back to the mean when these teams are beating people for by so, so much. So it's an interesting trend with three huge games in Week 12.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy if you think about it. Let's go back to the noon slate here because I'm looking at the Panthers and the Saints. I don't know if you know this about me, Evan, but I think Kyle Allen is mush. I think he's bad. I don't think he's a good quarterback. But the Saints, 10 points is an awful lot when the Panthers still have a good defense and Christian McCaffrey is still a top five player in the game.
I hate this game. I just have to be so
Yeah, it's tough.
With you.
It's very
and
tough.
This is the honest reason. So in the dome, Breeze usually trends under. In this situation, I think there's going to be points. So I kind of have a stay away in that spot for a few different reasons. And like you said, this opened at 7 prior to the week. It's now up to 10. So it's a big move based on what we've seen from Kyle Allen, which, like you said, has been absolutely bad. If I want to do anything here, maybe it's Saints first half. It's about, I can look right now on the action, it's combined first half at 6.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to the week, it was 4.5, so better value there. But to me, this is a stay away. I don't want to be laying 10 points at home with a New Orleans team that can't throw the ball downfield. They have 10, 11 completions of 20-plus yards all year, and you're asking them to cover a 10-point spread, even with Kamara in the backfield.
Evan, what about this Philadelphia-Seattle Seahawks game? It's a 1-point spread. Boy, it's kind of a toss-up game, wouldn't you say?
It's such a toss-up game. I have a really – and here's the tough thing, right? An 8-2 team in Seattle open as a 3-point dog. It's now down to 1, and you're facing a 5-5 Eagles team. So in that position, so many people are taking so many directions. You've got a Russell Wilson stat. He is 12-6-1 against the spread when moving from PST to EST, which is literally one of the toughest things that quarterbacks and teams have to do. Every other team, every other quarterback, 46% since 2003. So Russell Wilson does something that no other quarterback does, and what I'm going to look at is the wide receiver core from Philadelphia. If those guys are banged up and maybe not playing from Jeffrey to Aguilar, I think you have to look Seattle. If not, I think if it gets down to pick 'em or God, you know, if Seattle becomes a favorite, you might want to look at Philly. That's a lot of movement.
He is Evan Abrams of the Action Network. Evan on with us, sponsored by the Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app and get live odds and expert analysis for every game. Evan, this was great. A lot of insight, a lot of information. Hope you do all right at the window this week, man.
Thanks a lot. Enjoy the game and beat the Dolphins.
That's exactly
Thanks,
right.
Evan.
Thank
Appreciate
you, Evan.
Time, man.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.